This is the Blue Circle Podcast, produced by Russ College in Holly Springs, Mississippi, and I am host, Alicia McLeod. The Blue Circle Podcast is a history podcast on the era known as Reconstruction. Through archival research, the podcast seeks to expand understanding of the decades following American slavery. The podcast has been produced with startup support from the Council of Independent Colleges, whose Humanities Research for the Public Good initiative has funded our work. In this startup year, we offer two episodes. In episode one, we introduce the concept of the Blue Circle, which comes from a reference found in documents relating to the founding of what have come to be known as HBCUs, historically Black colleges and universities, mostly, though not exclusively, in the American South. One such document, correspondence between two education leaders, for instance, reads, "Wherever freedmen may be found, they will still need kind and faithful friends to look after their welfare." That was A.D. Olds writing in the winter of 1864 to the head of the American Missionary Association, George Whipple. Who were the kind and faithful friends? In the letter, Olds is speaking of persons active in the American Missionary Association, which, along with several other organizations, sent workers into the South to assist former slaves in their transition to freedom. Association officers customarily referred to each other as friends, perhaps in reference to the Society of Friends or Quakers, of which Levi Coffin, an AMA officer and once quote-unquote president of the Underground Railroad, was a member. As Union loyalists, these religious reformers indeed constituted a blue circle of friends. The AMA was the first Freedmen's Aid Society, and many others would follow, the AMA itself becoming an umbrella organization for them. Leaders in what has rightfully been referred to as a movement included such figures, many of them abolitionists before the war, as William Lloyd Garrison, Salmon Chase, John Greenleaf Whittier, Henry Ward Beecher, Edward L. Pierce, and the long-serving Coffin. Lesser-known figures included J.M. Walden and R.S. Rust of the Freedmen's Aid Society of the Methodist Episcopal Church. Both Walden and Rust were tireless co-workers of Coffin in their mission to initiate Blacks into the fullness of American life. Walden Seminary in Little Rock, Arkansas, later to become Philander Smith College, was named after Walden, and the name of R.S. Rust, Richard Sutton, would emblazon Rust College for posterity. But why study these figures now? Why resurrect these persons? There are many reasons, but two have inspired the present history project at work at Rust. Writing Reconstruction. First, the radical founding of historically Black colleges has been all but lost to current generations of students. Education for Blacks was a centerpiece of the sociological process of Reconstruction in the minds of named reformers. These activists, by today's definition, went about their work under threat of life and limb. One wonders today the cost of forgetting the energy of movement that was the founding of these historic colleges. Particularly in an information economy, one wonders what would be the impact, not merely of educating current students about the rich history of the institutions, as attempts to achieve American democracy and as a foundation for democratic work today, but of inviting students to participate directly in primary historical research. At Rust, we hope such involvement will encourage future generations of humanities scholars and digital content producers. These are first and foremost the root interests of the Blue Circle Podcast. In our first episode, we talk with Rust College students Quinto Anon and Irene Nganga, our first interns for this project. Both of these students have had an opportunity to study both the founding of Rust and the founding of the Langston School, also in Holly Springs, Mississippi, named for John Mercer Langston, then Inspector General of the Freedmen's Bureau. We discuss the short, contentious life of the Langston School and the forces that brought about its unfortunate demise. And we talk also about the relevance of this history to Rust College. In a second episode, we talk about Rust's various early leaders and about the many years in which home missions were located on the campus. We identify early teachers, many of whom in the school's first years were white women, typically Methodist young women, college graduates from the Midwest or East. Three examples are Rebecca Barber, an alumna of Miami University of Ohio, who was superintendent of the Rust Home Mission, and her assistant, Ella Becker, a graduate of Baldwin University. And of course, we should not forget E.L. Rust, wife of Richard Sutton Rust. We recover from a study of Rust's early catalogs a second generation of leaders, blacks themselves, such as Senator Hiram Revels, physician and attorney Dr. Sidney Dillon Redmond, Matthew Dogan, president of Wiley College, and Sweetie Mayfield Edmondson, mother of NAACP General Secretary Roy Wilkins and a Rust alum. Always, we will start with primary documents that help us tell new stories. We are grateful to the Council of Independent Colleges for startup funding and to our research partner, the Marshall County Museum in Holly Springs. Welcome and join us again in the Blue Circle. This has been host Alicia McLeod.